incorporation of the green spaces in stress reductions and promote healing environment, thoughtful landscaping for outdoor areas as therapeutic spaces for the patients, use of native plants, not only for the beautification, but also suppose have a local enhancement of the ecosystem, orientation of the building. India has a wide range of climatic changes which happens out there in different regions. Coastal regions like Mumbai, Cochin benefit from the natural ventilation part of it. The areas in the central part of India have experiences tremendous heat and tremendous cold structures. So in a hot climate, basically the building structures which would have external facades with glass would have a temperature of 10 to 5 degrees increase in temperature inside the building, whereas during cold the structure gets colder in particular regions of north, which would require to have heaters placed inside the hospitals. So everything has to be taken into consideration. The orientation of the building has to be taken into consideration. The presence of sunlight on the building has to be taken into consideration. Natural ventilation, energy efficiency design, the passive solar design for principles of controlling the temperature during the cooler period. How exactly the integration of rooftop gardens are being taken into consideration? How exactly the temperature modifications are being taken into consideration? What is the wind alignment which would pass through the hospitals? And how exactly the ventilation system would be taken into consideration? Along with the natural ventilations, there are some artificial ventilation which has to be provided inside the hospital, which is done through air conditioning system out there inside the operation theater, ICU and the labor rooms, as well as the different isolation departments of the hospitals, where positive air pressure, negative air pressures has to be maintained inside the hospital. Air hygiene has to be maintained, where exactly the flow of air, HVAC are being placed, the compressors are being placed, how hygienic conditions of these placements are being taken into consideration, what is the cleaning procedures involved into it, how exactly we are using this, how UV light is controlled inside the hospital, how exactly the disinfecting of UV rays are being taken into consideration in air handling units are to be taken into consideration for hospital planning structure. Hospital windows. Hospital windows prove a vital aspect, as hospital windows also prove to give an overview of what is exactly happening and how the patient cure would happen inside the hospital. So it has to be proper sized window with regulated sunlight coming inside the hospital, which would not cause overheating or glare inside the hospital. Also, it has to be patient comfort, especially in specialized ward where ophthalmic units are involved, where post-operative direct sunlight involvement to the patient would cause damage to the patient. Shadowing devices are to be used inside the hospital to prevent the direct gaze of the sunlight entering into the hospital. Integration of the smart technologies currently with light and heat adjustment inside the hospital could be taken into consideration. Use of tinted or a double glazed windows are optimal for the use of insulations as well as patient comfort. There's a proper placement of natural light exposure without compromising the privacy. There is a in current structures where hospitals are been in high rise, these hospitals are basically adjacent to the residential areas. So see-through windows or the non-tinted windows proves to be disturbing the privacy of the patients. So proper light exposures and insulations around the windows proves a vital aspect to know where exactly how the light has been entering, what has been designated to be seen from the window has to be considered. There is a linearity of the design, how exactly the hospital architect or the structure engineer places the bed inside the hospital, and what could be seen, what conditions could be seen through the hospital's window has to be taken into consideration. The adjacent buildings or the advantages of what exactly happens inside the hospital could be taken into consideration, or into high-rise buildings as well as some multi-story building where the patient care area could be designated into area where it can't be visible to the other audiences through their windows. Implementation of model construction circulation techniques with efficient and flexibility expansions, consideration of vertical and horizontal circulation efficiency for the patient and staff movement, integration of green building principles for sustainability, ventilation, basically struggles of natural and physical methods based on specific requirements, hospital necessity in varying the air changes cycles for hygiene and comfort purpose as well as for necessity purpose, proper placements of fans, exhaust system which won't hamper the surrounding environment, cross contamination as well as air purification systems with indoor air quality and outdoor air quality, use of natural ventilation through strategically placing windows, vents and real-time air quality management and monitoring for knowing the air changes as well as the infection capacity. There are some standards involved into it. Every time hospital has to do a air check, swab test as well as ventilation, vent check has to be with swabs as well as the air check has to be maintained. Air quality has to be checked, taken into consideration. There is a periodic check which happens into the hospital on a regular basis. Daylight adherence to the standards and the general lighting reflexes with the fluorescent tubes and incandescent lamps. There is specialized lighting for shadowless lights, basically emergency lighting units and call bells to enhance the safety and communication within the hospital wards. Integration of energy efficient LED lights for reducing the energy consumptions, implementation of cardinal lights for a patient's well-being, and considering the lighting controls for individual patient comfort and preferences. So there are different grids basically where exactly we could be having open spaces emphasizing on differentiation of the hospital community, where exactly large scale of formal hospital could be and where exactly community would be. So this would be ideal structure in the rural areas, and this would be in the urban areas where existing hospital building is placed out here, whereas community hospitals care and community with the patient inpatient department and research center been designated in different areas. So what exactly enhancement do this structuring part do into the hospital is, it gives a visual impact of the hospital. Considering the hospital visual impact is an important aspect to know how big the hospital is, how the landscaping of the hospital has been done, people's connect to the hospital develops. Front facing of the building of the outpatient care of the hospital gives an imposing impact to the patients that the care could be taken into optimum way inside the hospital. This gives a face to the hospital, basically understanding what exactly hospital has been functioning into and how exactly it is catering to the care of the patient. So front facing of the building, integration of the public art murals inside the hospital to appealing the environment, using of the landscape for the soft and visual impact of the last structure, implementing the facade of the design to reflect the hospital community and centers inside the hospital, how exactly the hospital is being placed, the design of the structure, all plus provides a visual impact or a visual necessity inside the hospital. Hospital hygiene is considered as the prime aspect inside the hospital which determines the quality of the hospital. So special care has to be taken in maintaining the infection risk for the patient as well as staff, how the water disposal happens out there, avoiding chutes and infection controls inside the hospitals, what exactly the planning and the growth changes inside the hospitals have been there, how exactly the central sterilization techniques are being taken into consideration. Mostly the touchless technologies which are being used in disposing the water, how exactly minimum touch experience into the structure of the building is happening with lifts, with water jets or probably water taps, how exactly the touchless factors are being involved into it. There are some lights which are being placed without without switches, which would monitor only on this motions basically. So this is how the hospital hygiene factor comes into play, which would give a patient an experience and would able to control or measure the infection risk happening to patients and staff as well as the attendants for that purpose. Interior design in the hospital. Basically, most of the hospitals currently, the corporate hospitals for that purpose, are having very varied or a implementing aspect in how exactly the interior part of the hospital would be designed. The structure basically begins with the architecture concept and complete space of occupancy. It requires a complete understanding of architecture, engineering, lighting, ventilation and air condition inside the hospital. The integral part of it is comfort. The basic part of it is comfort and well-being of the patients and patients' relative as well as the staff. The enhancement of this interior designing aspect is with this color schemes, lighting, the materials used into it, and also emphasizing on how exactly it would not hamper the infection control measures taken by the hospital. So the use of materials used for interior designing are such that they're strategically devised or probably placed in such a way that it would not cause any infection control, it would not adhere to some infection control measures. Harmony in interior designing. Basically, harmony in interior designing is done through planning aspects like landscaping, placing of furnitures in particular aspect, and some graphic murals have been placed on the walls, architectural landscaping, as well as some natural style of light been inherited inside the hospital to focus on certain aspects of the hospital. There are some professional interior designers who proves a vital aspects in understanding and determining these designing concepts, as well as designing the residential and non-residential sectors of the hospital. This particular aspects of the hospital are thought on aesthetic modes as well as emotional modes, keeping in focus the hospital measures which would not be hampered, like infection or the transportation or the electric consumptions. Interior designing categories basically have in residential as well as non-residential interiors, which have evolved in such a way that these have been focusing on specific areas or growing importance in planning the space and office spaces of the hospital or a healthcare facility in such a way that it could be integrated in a smaller space with maximum utility or maximum staff. There are some corridors or hospital designated areas which are balanced functionally within the hospital. They are molded in such an aesthetic way that the involvement of non-functional hospital staff or corridors could not hamper the actual functioning of the hospital. So the common factor would be the administrative staff area is designated in such a way that it won't fall in the category where it is easily accessible for a patient's attendance or a patient's relative in and objecting it in its functionality. Changing perspective of the hospital. Shift from sterile and dull hospital spaces to advancement in medical technology and sophisticated equipments. Recognition of the need for emotional aesthetic consideration of the hospital designs. Two essential components of the hospital interiors are appropriateness and power of space. the impact of hospital interiors on patients, visitors, and person. This dramatically changed the hospital healthcare facilities to meet the emotional as well as the aesthetic needs. Along with this, there is an important aspect of emotional states or within the hospitals, which indulge into hospital designing part. The areas such as critical areas or emergency areas are often designated as the dull spaces. Giving a bright color to it enhances the patient's availability or patient's mood in such a way that it would enhance the patient's mood as well as give a psychological aspect to it. So, critical elements in the hospital designing are the areas which are functional and non-functional, and giving the importance of how emotional that area would go in future or probably would be involved into the operations. There are different types of roles involved into hospital designing. Like psychological factors proves an important aspect. Complex of relationship between one department to another. For example, a medicine department or a cardiology unit giving importance to what all services are involved into cardiology and how exactly a cardiology element would eventually turn into different organs failure or probably different organs hampering education on the wall could prove a vital aspect in the cardiology department. But in a pediatric department, usage of cartoon characters or usage of bright colors or a cartoon structures for all the aspects proves a vital aspects in determining and engaging the the patients out there in a different aspect. So this proves the psychological factors into the hospitals and how exactly the signage and the way to the areas are designed. Designation of these areas and moving from one area to another proves a vital aspects in determining the signages and directives of that rooms. Graphics basically are involved into understanding how the movement from one designated area to the different area would progress, how the evolution from education to recreation to vital aspect would go. So all the mural arts which have been placed out as an interior aspect of the hospital has to be placed in such a way that it would prove into marketing, public relationship, as well as safety, directional, and make an impact in seeking the treatment part of it. It would also represent how the hospital wants to portray itself as a hospital into multi-speciality and different department, designated department, as well as the flow of the hospital. So graphic proves a massive important role in marketing as well as the face of the hospital and how exactly hospital needs to progress further. Efficient wayfinding in the hospital. So when we talk about the graphic, basically it is understanding the signages and the flow of the department from one department to another. These are being placed through signages. So every signages inside the hospital has to make a way with the symbols, probably maps and direction directory, where it would be able to see the patients or patient's relative and find a way easily without asking any of the hospital staff or probably any of the attendants. So this would be easy findingness of the hospital of each department with proper signages, which would be in their own designated language, and the language which would be understood by the people, probably through signages or through lettering. Colors, the decoration of the colors on the corridor walls, inside the departments, outside the hospital phase, are the important aspect to be considered, as it depicts the mood or the feel of the hospital, and it also depicts the mental and the emotional states of the patient, patients and patients' attendants inside the hospital. These are diversified preferences given by different individuals. Every individual have their own preferences. But patient room color is consider as the vital aspect, where due to color, the therapies have been proved that color therapies makes the patient heal faster. So color coordinations, coloring of the walls of the patient's rooms, as well as the waiting area critical care area, enhances the mood as well as calms the mood in a particular way. Hospital core and supportive services. Basically, there are certain designated areas in the hospital which determines the safety, aid, as well as the residential or a wards facilities available inside the hospital. So these critical areas are to be given with some specific signages. There are some safety signs which are to be placed. There are some designated areas for the storage purpose which are to be no-go area, basically, other than hospital staff. So there has to be specific signages which transmit this information to the patients and the visitors. So this proves a core and supportive services as a comprehensive. Signages are given for designated area and people don't get lost or manhandle the things which are present critical for the hospital. While designing everything, this architecture aspect has to be taken into consideration for proper functioning and operation of the hospital. This creates an environmental enhancement for the patient as well as for the hospital staff. This also ensures there's a conducive environment for the all healthcare workers, as well as there's a conducive environment for providing the healthcare to the patients. This also optimizes the patient flow and accessibility inside the hospital and achieving the operational excellence through the functioning of the zones. There's small technologies which are been evolved into the hospitals with profound impact and reshaping of the hospital design. This integrate with data analytics of enhancement of patient care and operational efficiency inside the hospital through some design techniques or some elaborative techniques which would understand the patient's mood, hospital attendance mood, and hospital's mood in general. Interrespectability, the foundation is basically healthcare ecosystems, seamless communication among the device technologies, as well as the vital data for patient care. This is a non-negotiable connectivity between the smart hospitals, basically, with the vast connectivity devices with electronic health record and telehealth services. This basically is defining into the modern healthcare with optimizing the patient care. This also helps into the leap and forward thinking of healthcare designing and data-driven decision making of how exactly the facilities are being provided to the patient and anticipate the needs of the patients with the optimum authorization or enhancement of the patient well-being. Thank you.